In your everyday life, you would have seen shortages of things that you took for granted before the COVID crisis led to blockages in supply chains across the world. Well, new research on localization policy launched today by Business Unity South Africa and Business Leadership South Africa. The idea being to get most localized supply chains as possible. Peter Attard-Montalto is the head of capital markets and research at Intellidex, and he's been doing the research on behalf of the business organizations. And Peter, I mean, this idea of buying local is good policy. The more we could buy local, surely the better for all of us.
Good evening. Well, the interesting thing from our research, and particularly the survey that we undertook of BUSA and BLSA members, is that there's a huge amount of positivity for localization where it is possible under the right conditions. And this is the key issue to get to the world, as you say, where everyone can support local, buy local in South Africa. You need the price, quality, and capacity to do so. I mean, it's one thing, saying in a supermarket between two similarly priced goods, you're going to buy a local one, to obviously some quite complex supply chain issues, a lot of parts, etc., support and technology required onshore that businesses have to look for is obviously a different game. And really what comes out of the report is we need the right conditions to allow sustainable localization to happen that doesn't pass price increases onto consumers and doesn't lead to blockages in very necessary infrastructure build-out.
I mean, what sort of conditions do we need in South Africa to get more localization? Because we're not going to localize the Maserati production. We're not going to localize Bentley production. We've localized very successfully production of ranges of BMWs and Volkswagens and Nissans on behalf of others. But it would be good for, South Africa to develop a homegrown car, for example, or homegrown vaccines, for example.
So the car example is very interesting because that model, of course, is successful and the supply chains around us are successful thanks to the significant subsidies that are put in place and obviously import tariffs on cars as well. But that's not a sustainable model in the current fiscal environment. And when you're talking about the whole economy, the counter example of that, of course, is the collapse of a large amount of local capacity for manufacturing around photovoltaic units or assembly of them, wind tower manufacturing, which did exist until a few years ago and then started to disappear as a result of policy uncertainty, delays in new energy procurement and demand. And I think that's what really comes out of the report is ultimately to have sustainable localization, you need to have a focus on productivity that can come from a focus on export orientation. Vietnam in the past has shown that. The U.S. as well has shown how you can undertake more sustainable localization doing that over history. What businesses are really calling for is I think, a lot of the solving of the problems that we always talk about, whether it's energy supply, policy certainty, easier labor markets, etc. All these things come out very strongly from the 125 businesses that we surveyed.
As we sit in a new bout of load shedding, we know exactly what you're talking about. You've also got to focus on what you're good at and what you're capable of delivering on. I mean, there are many countries in the world that do mass production of high quality, mass produced technology bits and pieces far better than we ever would. We need to focus maybe more on the beneficiation of what we do with raw materials, for example, whether that be the vast amounts of iron ore that are exported every year, the vast numbers of precious metals, for example, that are offshored without beneficiation every year. Surely we need to start somewhere, and a bit like the old adage of eating the elephant, start by taking a small bite first.
So when we looked at the data as one chapter in our study, what comes out very clearly is that there's a huge disparity in the ability of different sectors to have the capacity to localize the growth in those sectors over the past decade. And I think that's really the crucial point here. The genesis of this report was ultimately that government is starting to talk to and ask business about substituting 20% of imports for local content. And the point that comes out from the report is those kind of blanket one-size-fits-all targets really are quite inappropriate. There are indeed sectors such as motor vehicles, such as sort of food products, etc. As you said, some things around metals and beneficiation, which are certainly possible, but many others are not, particularly equipment manufacturing, as one example, publishing and textiles, as other ones as well. And that's really, I think, the key message is that there are huge disparities between sectors, which make a government focus on one-size-fits-all targets less appropriate.
So what are you hoping, or what are your clients in this particular case hoping that this report will chivvy along from a policy perspective?
So what we've seen over the last two decades is this sort of grinding shift towards more codification on these sorts of things, more targets, etc. And I think the report is trying to say that businesses interested in the topic and wants to buy onshore products where it can, but really we have to solve those underlying blockages. There needs to be a lot more detailed work on a sectoral level. This is a macro economics or top-down cross-sector report. A lot more detail is needed to be gone into between individual sector associations and DTIC, for instance, to really map out where these constraints are, how they can be unblocked. And that's the real work that is going to allow this to happen and lead to a more competitive and probably export-orientated economy anyway, playing to those strengths that you were talking about earlier, as opposed to sort of simply setting the targets and wishing for the best.
Peter Attamontalto, thank you. The head of capital markets research at Intellidex. That report out today.